SiriusXM's Grateful Dead channel now brings you Tales from the Golden Road, with deadheads telling stories,
chatter amongst yourselves,
sharing information, and continuing the unlimited devotion. Here now, Gary Lambert and David Gantz.
Yeah, here we are again. Now we're here to talk to you on the radio, and we've got some really, really good stuff on today's show.
Yeah.
In about 15 minutes, we are going to be talking on the phone to Derek Trucks.
And yes.
I am very excited about that, because this is a musician whose development I've been watching in a sense of growing awe and wonder for, going on a couple of decades now. Just a fantastic musician. Part of our extended Grateful Dead family has interacted with our folks on a number of occasions, and he and his amazing and talented wife, Susan Tedeschi, have a big festival coming up in Florida, with some friends of our family on board for that, too. So we'll be talking about that. If you'd like to talk to Derek, that would be a really good, getting in the queue now would be good to do right now. I'm stumbling over the words, but that's okay. So dial 888-897-4748. We will probably go with a piece of music from Derek and Susan before we get him on the air. Listen, let's play this. Let's go play this Tedeschi Trucks track, and then we will have Derek Trucks on the phone. And especially if you want to talk to Derek, ask a question or something, we're going to take a few calls. We don't have that much time, but you can call 888-897-4748. And this is a fantastic track by the Tedeschi Trucks Band from last September at the Fox Theater in Oakland, with a very special guest, Chris Robinson, joining in. And we'll talk about it a little more when we come back. What a voice indeed.
What a track.
Wow. Man, amen to that. That was the Tedeschi Trucks Band from the Fox Theater in Oakland back in September 9th of this year, performing a great song from the Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour of 1970, Space Captain. If you remember fondly that Mad Dogs and Englishmen album and documentary, that was one of the highlights of it. And we're about to have one of the highlights of our day, because joining us on the phone right now is one of the perpetrators of that glorious stuff we just heard, guitarist, band leader, and friend of the family, Derek Trucks. Derek, are you there?
Yeah, man. How are you guys?
All right. Great to have you
on. Nice to have you.
Say hello.
Yeah,
welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Boy, that was a wonderful track. I got to hear you guys play Space Captain during that incredibly memorable set at the Laaken Festival last year, which recreated some of the Mad Dogs and Englishmen days with some of the original cast and a lot of new friends. And it was my last opportunity to see Leon Russell, so I'm very thankful.
Yeah, that was quite a show. That was quite a few days. And, and losing Leon just this last month, it makes you think about that whole thing a little differently even. But it was that was a special few days, just getting to see that whole cast of characters reuniting and just the reverence from all of them towards Leon and our band towards them. And it was a pretty amazing hang. We're fortunate to be a part of it.
Indeed, and I was fortunate to be a witness to it. And that set to me was very indicative of one of the things that the Tedeschi Trucks Band has represented for me, is this sort of transcending generational boundaries. You know, you're someone who grew up in the midst of a very, very memorable rock and roll tradition. But you've collaborated kind of effortlessly with a lot of people from that era and have brought a lot of younger musicians into the mix. And it's always exciting to see the Tedeschi Trucks Band, because you seem to emphasize that cross-pollination between different genres, between different generations.
Yeah, you know, I've always felt it's important to one, know your roots, not run away from it, and put your spin on it and your stamp on it. But it's there's nothing wrong with wearing your influences on your sleeve. Some people try to pretend that they're inventing something out of the air entirely. It's like we all hear these things, whether it's whether it's folk music or something you grew up listening to. All these are oral traditions, and they're passed down, and they're supposed to be passed down. And I feel like part of our job as a band is to keep that lineage rolling. And being a part of that thing with Leon and the Mad Dogs made it pretty crystal clear for us that, you know, part of our role is to keep that lineage rolling. So, you know, we do take that part of it seriously. I remember early on with my solo band, we were playing this club in Oxford, Mississippi, and we had just recorded a Sunhouse tune on one of our solo records, and Dick Waterman, who was Sunhouse's manager, came out and just mentioned how important it is to, you know, if you're doing covers of your heroes, that actually it turns on a new generation to where it came from. And, you know, the Allman Brothers did it, the Dead did it. You listen to Gary Davis because you heard a song played somewhere. You listen to Blind Willie McTell because you heard Statesboro Blues. I mean, it's all part of what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, but also one of the great powers of your band and a lot of the projects you've been in is you, as you said, you respect the tradition, but you also bring something new to it, and you jam different traditions together to create a whole new tradition, and that's
absolutely something. And all our favorite musicians did that, you know, when you, whether it's Hendrix or whoever, you can hear their influences, but you're very clear on who it is playing. Yeah. it's your spin on it, and it's your life experiences, it's all the music you love, it's your taste, and then it's being able to let go and just kind of following it. So it's we're lucky to get to do that, and when you find the right chemistry on stage that allows that, it's a pretty special thing.
Yeah, and you've assembled a band that really has an incredible understanding of that, of you know, where to go deep into the tradition and where to depart from it. I think it was at your set at Locken where you veered from some deep Southern soul kind of feel into Bitches Brew by Miles Davis.
And, yeah.
And I just about left the ground in joy at that moment.
You know, it's amazing having a group where, you know, when I look across the stage, there's a lot of different backgrounds of people from different generations on stage and people that grew up in entirely different circumstances from each other. And it's nice, almost any realm we go into, especially any American music, somebody on stage was born and steeped in it.
Yeah.
So when you go to that Bitches Brew era, you can hear J.J. Johnson, our drummer, and you hear Tim and you hear Ephraim, and they just naturally snap in. Kofi, obviously, his brain was raised on all of those records.
Yeah, well, yeah, it shows, like, the depth of respect and reverence for that music shows. And you have also become, you know, part of the Grateful Dead extended family over the years, in various ways. One way it happened was you kind of had to jump right into the fire because you were a last minute fill in on a Phil Lesh and Friends tour some years ago.
Yeah, and I think 99 maybe.
Yeah, and you had to absorb a lot of that book in a hurry, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, that was a great experience. And, you know, I remember getting the call on the road from Phil. And I kind of knew who Phil was. I didn't know that music all that well. I certainly didn't know all the members of the band, but our sound man was a total deadhead. And I was like, man, I got a call. I was the only one in the band with a cell phone. So everybody had, all the wives and parents had the number. And I was like, I got a call from Phil Lesh. Is anybody, I think, is that the guy from the yeah, that's Phil. Holy shit. And so I called him back late night, and he asked me to fly out the next day to jump in. I guess it was a handful of shows, maybe a dozen.
Yeah.
But you know, I told him, I was like, I'll do my homework. I don't know the body of work, but you know, I'll start taking notes. So when I showed up at the hotel, I had a room key with another guitar player's name on it. We just split the door and a stack of discs. And I remember, I think the first one was, and I still have it, I think it was maybe 5/8/77 was the date on it, and listened to tunes from that and just kind of dove in. But it was a blast. And I learned a lot from playing with Phil. And you come to respect the way he approaches music. And then, in turn, the whole band, of course, and then really the songwriting and the song book, I think, is what stuck with me the most. And, you know, it was a lot of fun following him around every night, and just the way he would lead the band loosely. He would listen and follow and lead, but he was always, you could tell he was always after something. And that's a great experience to jump in. And I'm glad I jumped in not knowing it so well. It made it that much more fun, and your toes were hanging over the cliff and hop on in.
Yeah, and Phil has really come to relish doing things that way, you know, with his residencies that he does at the Capitol and at Terrapin Crossroads. He will put together a band for, you know, the length of a weekend, and that may be the only time those people play together in that combination. And it kind of keeps everybody on their toes because they have to be listening to musicians they don't really know intimately. You know,
totally.
They're coming from the common song.
And you've got to respect somebody that far into their career that is not only willing, but that you can tell he totally thrives on that, on throwing people together and just shooting from the hip. And you got to love that. A lot of people, you know, they get to a certain stage in their career and you can feel it go into kind of coasting mode, or, you know, it becomes a little nostalgia act-ish. But with Phil, he refuses to have any part of that. Yeah. So nothing but respect for that.
And that seems to be a philosophy that you are also very comfortable with, because, you know, in addition to being the headliner of a lot of your shows, you act as kind of a curator where you invite the opening acts. And we're going to talk about the Sunshine Festival in a minute in particular. And you want to create a platform for those kinds of one-off or maybe the beginning of a beautiful friendship kind of collaborations.
Absolutely. You know, we've had some of our greatest moments on stage as a band when somebody steps in for the first time. The song you played, The Space Captain from Oakland, that night, Ali Akbar Khan's son, Alam Khan, came out and set in on Sarod. And
wow.
I actually met him and Ali Akbar Khan's family at one of those Philharmonias in Marin County in 99, back. So I've known the family since then, but we had never played together on stage. We've recorded together, you know, sending tracks back and forth. But he got up that night at the Fox, and it just... amazing stuff. It was so beautiful having that sound on stage. And he's another one where you hear the lineage, you hear his father in his playing, but you hear him, you know, you hear he's taking it to another place and, you know, trying to keep that legacy alive. It's, that guy's doing important work.
That's fantastic. I encourage people to look into what Alam Khan is doing. He's a fantastic.
Yeah, no doubt. And the college is still there. It's an amazing place. Me and our old bass player, Todd Smalley, would go sit in the back of the room and watch Ali Akbar Khan teach. They would let us kind of sneak into the back of the class. And anytime we were out there, that was our first stop. We'd go see if Dr. Khan, if his Cadillac was in the driveway. If it was, you'd go sit in on classes. Those were memorable days.
What a great experience. We are talking to Derek Trucks, by the way, folks, who, as we said, is a part of our extended Grateful Dead family and has collaborated with some of our guys over the years and is also just blazing new trails in his own artistic career with Chesky Trucks Band and various other projects. I'm Gary Lambert. He's David Gans, by the way. And
we have a caller on the line. Shall we take this call?
You want to take the one who wants to talk to Derek on line 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Peyton in Mississippi. Welcome to the program. You're talking to Gary, David, and Derek.
What's going on?
You all right, man?
First, Derek, man, I just want to say thank you to you and Susan for keeping the Blues alive. Y'all are the best touring band out there. We've seen y'all, we've traveled with y'all and seen y'all 15 or 17 times or so.
Beautiful, and man. I appreciate that.
Y'all are amazing. What can you give any more info out about y'all's live album or your DVD?
Yeah, you know, we're just in the tail end of working on it. Actually, Bob Ludwig, who is the mastering engineer, who's done everything from Zeppelin records to the early Almonds records. I'm sure he's mastered some of the Dead records. He's in the studio today finishing it up. So we're between interviews and heading out to the studio and approving masters. But it's right at the end. But it all came from that Oakland run.
A few nights that we did
it at the Fox Theater. There's some strong stuff on it. I'm excited about getting this out.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. What One more question, and I won't bother you anymore. I'm a fellow slide player. Can you give me any kind of insight?
You know, it's
just
slide
one piece of advice.
Yeah, it's such an unorthodox thing, and there's so many different techniques. I mean, I play without any picks. Some people use finger picks or other things, but
I feel like
it's all about intonation, man. It's all about your ear, and there's a lot of ways to go at it. I think whatever finger is comfortable, I don't think it really matters. But to me, the best advice is start with Elmore James and then go from
there. That's where I've been playing slide for about 8 years now. I can't even touch a pick. I've tried to play with a pick. I can only play with my fingers. I love Elmore James, and I appreciate you.
Beautiful, man. I appreciate it. Well, if you're already in the Elmore world, then I think you're probably just fine. More of that.
I love it.
Awesome.
Man, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Peyton.
Yeah, man, you too.
Thank you. And we have another one. It's Chris in Chicago.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry I wasn't able. If I was turning my radio down, I'm traveling from Chicago to Knoxville. So thanks for taking my call. Had a quick question. Heard you mention your buddy Todd Smalley. I happen to be buds with Todd. I went to high school with him. And I saw you guys play, in Knoxville in probably the early 90s. My question is, are you going to collaborate with Todd, do you think, at this festival? I mean, I know he's with J.J. Gray right now, but it sure would be cool to see you guys play again together.
Yeah, you know, we see Todd a lot on the road. It seems like I see him in Europe more than the States. J.J. tours over there a lot. I mean, anytime you get a chance to see and hang with Todd, it's a good day. We'll certainly do something again down the road. But, yeah, I mean, he sits in with us occasionally. Todd is one of my favorite people to ever be on tour with. He is a beautiful person, amazing musician, and, he's the kind of guy you like having on your team. He's a good man.
For certain. He's such a good guy and can wail on the bass. But I hope to see you guys play again soon, really, and maybe do a collaboration, maybe with you and your wife. That would be fantastic. So,
absolutely. So. You know, he's going to be down here soon, I think, rehearsing for some shows in Jacksonville. So maybe we can sneak him out to the studio one night.
Well, that would
go on a bourbon music tear.
There you go. Well, I hope to see it. I'm going to try and make it to your festival down there for sure. And I hope to see him there. And,
yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. And David, you guys hang tight. And I love your show. And I'll speak to you guys soon.
Thank you. Safe travels.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Okay. And speaking of collaborations, let's turn the subject to something very exciting coming up in January, which is the Sunshine Music Festival, which is a festival, as I said, headlined and curated by the Tedeschi Trucks Band. They invite the guests, and I imagine there'll be a lot of collaborative possibilities. So, Derek, tell us a little about the Sunshine Festival, both its history and what you got coming up this year.
You know, I guess we're about 5-6 years into it, and you know, we always had this idea of wanting to you know, put the traveling circus on the road, Festival Express style almost. But, you know, we started it with these handful of shows in Florida just to see if we can make it go. And it kind of took down here. So we've been doing it. And, you know, it's just, we try to put bands that we would want to go sit out front and watch all day. it's a pretty great affair. I mean, the venues are nice, and it's kind of wide open. It's pretty family oriented. There's good food and drink, and then all the bands are bands that we as a band would pay to go stand out front and watch. This year, pretty excited to have Mavis Staples on board. She's especially with everybody we're losing, she is one of the last of the just the total legends. I mean, she is a queen. We have Aretha and Mavis and a few others left in that realm, but she is as good as it gets.
Oh, yes.
You know, over the years, Leon Russell did a few with us. We've had the Wood Brothers. I think North Mississippi will be there this year.
Yeah.
But it's always a good hang. You know, it's it's like the bigger version of the Wheels of Soul tour that we do every year. It's just people that seem to enjoy being around each other, playing music with each other.
Right, and the Wheels of Soul dates are going to be, I guess, going on sale pretty soon. I'm sure you're going to have some great opening acts for that as well. Just to run down what's on the Sunshine Festival, and this is really this is in two different cities in Florida, some distance apart on consecutive days. You play in St. Petersburg on the 14th and Boca Raton on the 15th, and the whole dang festival just packs up and goes cross state,
right.
And you play with the same lineup the next day. That must be logistically interesting.
Yeah, you know, I hope someday we can get the momentum just to keep the tour rolling.
Yeah.
Keep packing up the circus tent and heading down the road. But I think it's going to be a strong one this year. I think Joe Russo's band is on it. Bruce Hornsby. It's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, you mentioned Mavis, Dave Mason, Railroad Earth.
Dave.
Railroad Earth, the North Mississippi All-Stars, and the Greyhounds. Man, that's kind of a died and went to heaven lineup for me. I'll tell you.
Yeah,
you
can find out about it at
Almost
Sunshine
everybody
music.
On that bill we've toured with and have become good friends with. The Greyhounds are a great kind of under the radar band, but those guys are super talented. They played in JJ Gray's band on and off over the years, but when we first met them, it was a trio out of Austin, Texas, and back when I was touring with my solo band, we did a lot of tours with the Greyhounds, and they are a talented group, write great tunes, and they have soul and vibe just dripping off of what they do.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, this is one I really wish I could make. I cannot, but one of these years I will, or I certainly hope to see you on the Wheels of Soul tour this summer. We have one more caller for Derek. Just got on the line, on line four there. David, you want to punch Chuck from Flagstaff?
Figure out how. Chuck from Flagstaff, we know you.
Well, I know. Scary.
How you doing,
so,
man?
Derek, we first came here to Flagstaff, and I remember seeing a poster about this 15-year-old kid that was going to come and play at a place called the Alley. My other happy memory is when you were playing with Clapton in Phoenix, and my friend Bob and I, well, you're normally pretty stoic, not really showing a whole lot of emotion, but it made our night when you looked over at him and smiled.
Nice.
You're amazing. You're amazing. Your wife is amazing, and have a good day.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. You know, I remember the gigs in the early years in that area. With Todd Smalley was living there now, so that was before he moved there. But I'm sure we did that gig together when I was 15. I think I started playing with Todd at 14. So, those are always some of our favorite tours. That area of the country, we hit it hard. We put a lot of miles on our Ford Econoline van with the trailer. A lot of hard miles in the winter months.
Well, cool. And I know David loves this area. Well, you paid your dues, and you're amazing.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You be safe.
All right. Listen, Derek, we're
going to
let you get back to enjoying your Sunday, Derek. We really appreciate you joining us. We want to repeat that the Sunshine Music Festival happens on January 14th and 15th, first at Vinoy Park in St. Petersburg, Florida, and then Boca Raton, Meisner Park Amphitheater, 14th and 15th of January. You can get information at sunshinemusicfestival.com, and you can get information about what else is happening with Tedeschi Trucks Band at TedeschiTrucksBand.com. And Derek, I certainly hope to see you at least one or two more times in this coming year, maybe during the Wheels of Soul tour. It's always a pleasure.
Cool, man. Thank you guys for your time and for doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Derek.
We need music out there these days.
Oh boy, more than ever.
No doubt, we got work to do.
All right, thanks, Derek.
Happy holy days, sir.
Yes.
See you guys.
Take care.
Take care.
This has been Tales from the Golden Road with your hosts, David Ganz and Gary Lambert. Catch a replay tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, right here on SiriusXM's Grateful Dead channel.